This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Emma DeStefano, at the Vintage Cafe. Welcome, Emma. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We're looking forward to getting to know more about your business and what you do. But before we jump into that, Emma, would you like to share a little bit about yourself and your family?
Sure. As you can hear, I have a sort of accent. I'm Italian. I moved in the state 24 years ago, and I became citizen in 2022. Okay. My whole family is with me, so I'm married, and I have one child, one boy, 13 years old, the worst age ever. And then my mom is living with us now. And so I choose that we love here. I move all around the USA. We moved in Texas when we moved here 24 years ago. Then they moved us to Scotland, then back to Texas. But then we found our home for sure in Chattanooga. I don't think we're going to move ever from here. We just love it.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah, it reminds me of Sorrento, where I come from Italy. Is really, really similar. The view, yeah. the people, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing over here.
Well, we're glad you're here. I love good Italian cooking, and I think that's what we're going to hear about. So let's just jump in and talk about Vintage Cafe and everything that you do.
So I'm a personal chef, and I'm relatively new in the business, like, because 2 years ago I decided to start finally to build my own empire, if it's going to be such as. And I sort of put together everything I did in this past 24 years here in the States. And I came up with the things that did work for me as a personal chef, because I work in restaurant, I work in bakery, I work as a personal chef, I did my own catering. And at the end, I realized, and I was an instructor for the Viking Cooking School. So I decided at the end that being a personal chef of my own company will let me be free to pursue what I really love, and is interacting with people through food. That's my purpose in life. I love to eat, I love to cook, and I love being with people. So I think I put everything together in my job. And so as a personal chef, not only I will cook for you, let's say that you don't have time to cook, but you're really concerned about not wasting money every day buying fast food or buying food from the restaurant. You can buy your own groceries, so you choose whatever you like as ingredients, and I will cook them for you. It's going to be a surprise every time, because I'm not going to cook for sure the things that you like. I'm going to just come up with a recipe that you will enjoy with your family. Or as a personal chef, I can create a special event for you. It can be small, it can be big, but the things that I'm really love about it is customizing for you. So you're going to have your own tablescape, your own theme, your own color. Everything is going to be customized just for you. Nobody else is going to have it. Even the menu is going to be just for you. So And that's what is my key. I want to just create an experience. I don't want to give you food. I want to give you an experience with a surprise. There is always an element of surprise in everything I do. So the customer, I will talk with them. I will ask what they like, what they want to have, but at the end, they will never know what they'll get, because they will have something that they never enjoy. If you go to the restaurant, you expect already the food, the ambience, everything, but not with me. So that's my purpose when I work. I also like to do cooking class, because I like to share. It's not just about knowledge. It's about the fact that food is not just something that we need to survive. It's something that we need to share and create bonding. I grew up in a family with a lot of uncle and aunts, and everybody can cook. Everybody loves to eat. So every time that we have a special occasion for a celebration, it was just an excuse for us to sit around sharing the food that we love. But it was also a time for spending some time together. Even though we live together very close in the neighborhood, it was just a time where we will sit down and we will, you know, exchange time. And that's the thing that I think we are missing nowadays, because we're always running, rushing here, rushing there. Even when we go to the restaurant, we are barely eating the first bite of something, and the waiter is already with the bill ready. Take your time. So it's just like, <"Thank> you, <Bond." laughs> So that's what I want to do. Whenever I work, every time I do something, is to let people enjoy their time through the food and just relax. It's okay. Because food is a very intimate thing. So it's like when you share it, you relax. You are not so formal. And so it's like you let it go, all the barrier, the walls that you have up, and you can be yourself.
Okay. All right. And there's something special that you do, something that you use when you're cooking. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, my company is just me, myself, and I. So I need that. And I have the most special help in the kitchen. It's a Thermomix. It's a kitchen appliance that was born in Germany. And it practically can substitute 20 appliances in the kitchen. So it cooks. Is a food processor, is a egg cooker, is an ice cream maker, is a slow cooker, sous vide. So whenever I'm doing the catering for 100 people, I can use him doing something, and I can leave him in the kitchen by himself cooking without burning my food. And in the meantime, I'm doing something else. So I am a consultant, independent consultant for 8 years, and I'm the only one in Chattanooga. So in case somebody is interested, they can just let me know. And they can contact me through Facebook, Instagram. I'm over there. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. That's really interesting. So if you're looking for a personal chef, that you have found your lady here today that can help you make whether it's a private event or whether it's a public event, she can help you make it special. So that's great to know. Yeah. You know, a lot of times when people hire a personal chef, they don't know, they've never had them before. Maybe there's some things that they're a little afraid of, that they don't know how to ask. Or can you kind of help make people a little bit more comfortable with approaching you and how to ask the right questions, Emma?
The first thing is like what they want. So it's like the first question that they can ask me, would you help me cook for my family and for 3 days a week, for a whole week? That's a very simple question, nothing complicated. And then from them, it's up to me to ask them questions like, do you have allergy? Do you don't like specific ingredients? What do you like to eat? So from their side, they just need to ask, can you help me to cook for the whole family? And that will come up with whatever they can eat and enjoy. It's very simple.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy what you're doing outside of work when you're not cooking for someone like that. What does Emma do for fun?
If I could, I will travel more. I travel. I try to travel every year and visit someplace new because I always learn. I love to learn from the culture, not only the food, but also the culture, because you learn more about people. But I call myself the Martha Stewart of the poors because I do a little bit of everything. I do crochet, I do crafting. I love reading mystery. And now I'm into some mystery that they also have a recipe in the book. So I'm connecting everything together.
I love it. That's fun.
I said that I love cooking, but it's an obsession for me.
Oh my goodness! Well, when you moved from was it Italy or Sicily? My apologies.
Italy.
When you moved from Italy to the United States, was that a difficult transition?
Considering that I didn't speak any English at all, yes. But I was lucky enough to move in Texas where people were very friendly. We're talking 25 years ago. So people, they were very conservative and they were really, really nice. I mean, they never had a problem with me not knowing English. And I remember that I will go around with a small dictionary and I will show the word on the dictionary to figure it out what I was needed on.
Oh, wow.
You know the words. Yeah. And then... it helped me. And actually, I was lucky also because I was part of a church, a Baptist church, for an English program where they will teach the wife of the man that they will move around to teach, speak English. And I met all this group of people from Asia, from Greek, from Turkey, from China, from everywhere. And so it's like, again, the food put us together, activity that we did there. And it was a nice way to learn English through that, through that program. But it was a shock, I have to be honest. Everything was so big. I come from such a tiny village, and here everything was bigger than life, especially in Texas, where everything was bigger than everything. So it was a shock.
Everything's bigger in Texas. That's their slogan. Well, yeah.
I think I got the wrong state at the beginning. I was supposed to start from a small one.
Oh, well, you know, we every day, you know, we people who are born and raised here who are our first language is English. You know, we come across someone that has come here from another country. I interviewed a gentleman the other day that he came here from Venezuela. And when he was in, he moved to Florida and he met his future wife. She was from Peru and they wind up getting married. And so, you know, those challenges that y'all face coming here is something we don't really understand. We don't understand the culture shock. But the United States is so large. If I move from the deep south to Chicago, which I did one time, that's a culture shock to me, you know? But at least I still spoke the same language. So I had a little benefit there. So, but we're glad you're here. We're glad that you're here in the United States, teaching us how to cook and teaching us about the real Italian food.
Exactly. That's a word. Real,
yeah, the real Italian food.
Italian with an accent.
You know, if there was one thing that you wish people knew about your business, about what you have to offer, maybe something they wouldn't know if you didn't tell them, and you could shout it from the rooftop, what would it be?
First of all, they're going to have a truly Italian authentic food. Because I don't want to give them something that has been shaped to make everybody happy. It's like the misconception of too much garlic. We don't use so much garlic. We use garlic in moderation, like cheese and tomato sauce. Not everything is drowning in tomato sauce. So I want to show them the other face of the Italian cuisine, the one that nobody knows because it's not been advertising on a Soprani movie. You know what I mean? And then something else that I really want to emphasize is the fact that I really customize every event for them. I know every other caterer maybe will do the same, but for me, it's not just the ambience. It's like I really truly come up with something exceptional and it makes sense. For example, I did a dinner. It was a date night. So the lady loved purple and they want to, they request me to do the cacio e pepe pasta. That is a pasta made with pepper and cheese. So I decided the whole theme of the menu was supposed to be the pepper. So I start with the black pepper and then the entree had green pepper and then the dessert is pink peppercorn. So it was, the theme was to unify the whole menu. Everything was Italian, absolutely. And then she loved purple and roses. So everything was shaped like a roses. I made ravioli shaped like a roses. I mean, panna cotta shaped like roses. Everything, it was the theme unified. So this is something that I want that people understand. It's not just about giving them a little thing, taste of Italy. It's like the whole thing. They need to have something that they will remember. It's a memory. They need to create a memory. And I really, really believe in this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. Yeah. Well, you're making me hungry, Emma. I love Italian food. I'd love to try some very, very real authentic, straight from your kitchen Italian food, too. So
you should try my lasagna. You'll get addicted.
Well, tell me this, for all our listeners out there who've heard your story, I know there's some that are saying, how do I get a hold of this lady? How do I get in touch with her? So tell me whether online or offline, what are the different ways that people can reach out to you or find out more?
Right now, I have a page on Facebook. It's called Imma Chef at Vintage Cafe. And I have a page on Instagram called Imma Chef Vintage Cafe. But sooner, I mean, in this day, I'm going to launch my website too. So they can contact me through that. But if they go to my Facebook page and Instagram page, they can message me and I will reach out to them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the Good Neighbor podcast today. I have certainly enjoyed getting to know you and know more about what you're all about.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. To all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Emma and learning more about her company, Vintage Cafe, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all she has to offer and remember her when you need or want that special moment in your life and that authentic Italian food. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Sal with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone, let's go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.